Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create three new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
You know, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families ever since 9/11. Now, hero first responders and service members, the people that serve our communities, our country, those who die in the line of duty, those who are catastrophically injured, veterans who have fought for our nation's freedoms only to return home, fall on tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York, firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Now, Arno was killed while protecting his community. He was battling a warehouse fire. He left behind a wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made their memories with their hero. Now you can join the Tunnel to Towers Foundation on the mission to do good and support the families of America's greatest heroes, and that means the families of fallen first responders just like Jason Arno and Gold Star families with young children and catastrophically injured service members and also homeless vets. Please commit to $11 a month. Go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Leonard Skinner, Simple Man, and when we play that music on this program, that can only mean one thing, self-proclaimed Simple Man. Bill O'Reilly is with us, all things Bill O'Reilly at BillO'Reilly.com. Sir, how are you?
You know, Hanny, I'm coming off a wild night last night. when I use the word...
I don't know if I want to hear this. Go ahead.
When I use the word wild, you have to keep it in perspective. A Carvel Hot Fudge Sunday is wild for me. But we were hanging with the Beach Boys last night at the Paramount Theater in Huntington, which, by the way, on Long Island has become...
That's a great theater.
The top venue in the world, the top nightclub concert venue in the world.
And is that true? No way that's true. It's a small venue.
Absolutely true. And the Doyle brothers, who started it from nothing, another good Irish Long Island guys like you and me...
Why didn't you invite me?
I didn't invite you because you have a 9 o'clock broadcast.
that's a nice excuse. How do you know I wouldn't have taken off to hang out with the Beach Boys and Bill O'Reilly? I mean, you know, who would ever pass up that opportunity?
But you had to cover the Walker thing and all that, so I knew you were busy. But anyway, the Beach Boys, the lead singer Mike Love, and he wrote most of the lyrics of the classic tunes, 81 years old. 81 years old. And he hits the notes, and he doesn't need a teleprompter for lyrics. You know, most of the old crooners, they got a little teleprompter up there because they forget the words.
If you've ever seen Billy Joel at the Garden, I don't think he has one either. He's not quite 80, but...
No, he's my age. Joel and I are the exact same age, much younger than Mike Love.
But I mean, he sings as good as he did when he was young. He puts on as good a show as he's ever put on.
in another show I didn't invite you to. I was at the Garden 2 weeks ago with Billy Joel.
I actually had a fairly serious topic I wanted to get your take on. I don't even know if I can transition to this at this point. But all right, so let me go over one thing. We all knew the race was not going to be impactful in any significant real way in Georgia yesterday. But here's my question. And I want your simple man answer. I don't think the system of voting that I would want, Sean Hannity would want, if I could have the perfect system, I think every state should adopt, would be easy. It would be simple. You would like this. It would be Election Day is a national holiday. You make absentee ballots available for the military, the sick, the infirmed, for people that maybe are going to be traveling. They can apply for an absentee ballot. But otherwise, you have one day of voting, and it's a national holiday. Everyone gets paid. They get a paid day off. And at every precinct around the country, you have partisan observers. Any party that's on the ballot has a right to have an observer watching all the voting in every precinct all day long. You have to present a voter ID. You should have signature verification as well. Then when the polls close, then you have partisan observers up close watching the vote counting on the paper ballots from start to finish. And at the end of the night, you declare the winner, you declare the loser. I think it would have the most integrity in the system. But that's not going to happen unless Republican governors and legislatures are elected. So with that said, we're stuck with a system that I believe is imperfect. However, I think that the Republican Party better get their act together in this sense. They're going into these election days for whatever reason, except for Florida's an exception. Some states are exceptions. Republicans in Florida don't have any problem voting by mail. They have no problem voting early. And it runs very smoothly after they've had their own hiccups over the years. And there's integrity in the system. You count 7.5 million ballots, you have the answer by 11 o'clock at night. It's perfect. And I think other states should adopt what Florida's doing. But with that said, Republicans, this mysterious reluctance and resistance to deal with the system that they have, not the one they wish they have, is hurting them because they're going into Election Day down by 200, 300, 700,000 votes, Bill. And on Election Day, that is a heavy, heavy lift to make up that kind of lead because Democrats have been banking votes for, 30 days before the election.
Okay, it's a long question, Hannity, and I think I'm going to remember it all. But if I don't, you can remind me.
Well, I had to lay the foundation.
I understand. So Gingrich, this is what he says, that the Republicans got to wise up. And they have to conform to the state they're in because the states make the rules. There are different rules in each state. So the federal government can't do anything about it unless they pass legislation, for example, that would say you vote in a federal election in the United States, you have to show an ID like they've done in Canada and Mexico and most European countries. Okay, that's number one. Number two, Georgia worked fairly efficiently last night. I didn't think Walker.
But going into last night, before one vote was cast yesterday, the estimates were that Herschel Walker was down anywhere from 200,000 to 225,000 votes. That's a lot of votes to make up, Bill.
It is. But that's on the Republican Party in Georgia to figure out how to cut into that. Now, remember, Kemp won.
But it's Georgia, but it's Arizona. It's a lot of these states.
Republican apparatus in each state to say, here's where we're falling down, and here's how we're going to correct it. I mean, it's as simple as that. But let's get back to Georgia. So Kemp, the governor, Republican, wins easily. That tells everybody that there are people vote Walker's, let's say, controversies, which I don't think he handled particularly well myself. I mean, when you get stuff like
that. Well, he was also outspent 4-1 in the runoff, and he was outspent in the general election by 3-1. So
that's a Republican Party again.
That's a Republican Party problem. I agree with you.
So the Republicans have got to say, look, number one, we got to put forth better candidates because I like Herschel, and I think you like him too, right?
I like him a lot.
Yeah. He's not a good candidate, Hannity. He's not smart enough. He can't parry. If you had a guy in there,
I don't agree that he's not smart enough.
Hannity,
he's not a slick politician.
Hannity.
That's what I would say. Listen, he's very, actually happens to be very smart.
You used to live in Georgia, okay? If you had stayed there and you had run against Warnock, you would have won. And it pains me to say that.
All right? You really believe I would have won?
I do. Because you can articulate very well, based upon your massive experience in the media, why the Republican tenets are better. I mean, this guy Warnock, he's as far left as you. And I'm just writing a little commentary for my TV show tonight, the No Spin News. This guy borders on being a communist, and I'm not one of those guys that throws the C word around. But he is so far out there that Republicans got to wise up, and they have to understand the state they're in, okay, and then they have to adapt to whatever the voting measures are. And number two,
the gubernatorial candidate, and it's a purple state, and Democrats outnumber Republicans in Pennsylvania. And he did not, after the Dobbs decision, he made no exceptions for rape, incest, or the mother's life. Now, he lost by a record 14%. Oz nearly won anyway, because there was the double-digit ticket splitting. It just wasn't enough ticket splitting, which is almost a record if you get double digits, meaning somebody will vote for a Democrat for governor and then a Republican for senator.
That is the correct analysis. That if in the United States, as we stand today, you take a fringe state where, you know, the people are evenly divided and independents decide, and you come out with an extreme position, and all he had to do, and incest, this becomes a public health issue. You take it out of the abortion debate and you put it into public health, and each state then designs the laws to protect the public health. That's how you handle that. But to come out and say, I don't care what happened, you're not going to get the procedure, you're just signing your death warrant.
Well, in that case, it ended up where Alan Shapiro won as a first-time candidate, not as an incumbent. He got the largest percentage victory of any governor, gubernatorial candidate since the 1940s, because I would argue of that one issue. Tudor Dixon had the same problem.
You know that. So why didn't they intervene on that? I just gave you the solution that takes you out of the.
I had no say as it relates to the primary. I barely paid attention to most primaries. That's up to the states. They've got to figure this out, but they do make some boneheaded moves sometimes.
Yeah. Republicans got to get better candidates, and they have to get smarter overall. And the final thing is, and I know you'll agree with me on this, and I know how much you hate to agree with me, the messaging from the left, particularly the progressive left, the Soros left, is so profound and precise. It's a daily messaging. That you're going to see that the entire media was allied with the Democratic Party. Never before happened in American history, by the way. This is never being organized, being simple. You hear this. I mean, how many times have you run montages on your program, your TV program, where 90 guys say the same thing?
Hey, right? Bill, it was simple. MAGA Republicans are dangerous. It was simple. They're going to steal your Social Security and Medicare and veterans benefits.
But Republicans
are extreme.
Have a SWAT team in Washington on K Street to, as soon as this stuff surfaces, whack it as fast as they can whack it. The Republicans don't. And so the effective propaganda always goes to the Democrats.
All right, quick break. We'll come back more with Simple Man Bill O'Reilly, 800-941-SEAN. Our number, if you want to be a part of the program, we'll get to your calls coming up at the bottom of the half hour and much more.
John Kerry, making America green, one Learjet liberal flight at a time. You just can't make this stuff up. Sean Hannity is on right now.
I will continue with Simple Man Bill O'Reilly. Look, I'm a conservative, registered conservative. We've seen a lot of elections together. I mean, when I started in radio, Ronald Reagan was president. I was telling people about this earlier. And, you know, I think it's a very healthy exercise to go through. Reagan was president. I've lived through Bush 41 for one term, Bill Clinton for two terms. We had in the middle of Clinton's term in 94, we had the Newt Revolution. Republicans take the House for the first time in 40 years. I was the MC of Newt's event that night. Then we have the 2000 election mess decided by the Supreme Court. 9/11/01 happens. The world changes. 2004, a tough election. 8 years of Obama. But in those intervening years, you have the 2010 Tea Party. 2016, you have the rise of Trump. 2020, I think we're learning that had the FBI not put their finger on the thumb on the scale of the election, and they would have allowed the dissemination of Hunter Biden's laptop, Bill, I'm pretty sure that Donald Trump would have been reelected.
That's horrifying. If that's proven beyond a reasonable doubt in front of the House Oversight and Judiciary Committees, because they're going to go after that big time, as you know. It's horrible.
It's kind of already proven, Bill. What part
well,
are we missing
Comer
here?
Comer told me without any doubt, without any alleged in front of it, and you've had him on your program, and it looks like a straight shooter to me.
He said,
Hunter gave his father money. I said, Congressman, you want to put an alleged there? He goes, no. We've been investigating. We have, you know, bank.
By the way, Hunter says it himself in the laptop, Bill. It's in there.
Well, he doesn't mention his father.
He says, I give half my income to Pops. He complains bitterly about paying for Pops' bills and repairs. You're calling a crackhead a stoner?
Yeah.
Well, he was a crackhead at the time. Hopefully he stays well. Bill O'Reilly, let me ask you a question. I've been a handgun marksman since I'm a kid. You do know that, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. You're not as into firearms as I am, right?
No, but I can handle myself.
So one day I want to send you this. If you attach it, it's called Mantis X. You attach it to your firearm and you connect it with your smartphone. I don't know if you know this, but the military and the best shooters in the world do dry fire practice. That's what it's called. And what happens is you get instant feedback on your technique, what you're doing right, what you're doing wrong, how to correct your technique. 94% of people of shooters will improve within 20 minutes using Mantis X. You save a lot of money. You don't have to pay for range fees. Ammo's expensive. If you'd like that, I will give it to you for Christmas. Would you like one for any firearm at your house?
Yeah, that would be great. And you could throw in a fried turkey, too.
You want me to send you my video of the fried turkey?
No, I want one. I don't want a video of it.
I'll show you the video. Then you tell me if you want me to cook you one, and I'll cook you one.
I can't eat a video, Hannity. Just send over.
I know, but I want you to see it first, so it's going to make your mouth water. It's so juicy and delicious.
Juicy.
All right, all things simple man, Bill O'Reilly, 800-941-SEAN. If you want Mantis X, just go to their website, MantisX.com. You're going to love it. We won't bother Linda today with her low scores in the beginning. MantisX.com.
Ronald Reagan took this country from the depths of inflation in the 1970s to economic prosperity in just a few years' time. He knows a thing or two about saving a country in distress, and now you can get your hands on a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. All qualified callers who call the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco, this week will get a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. Visit HannityGold.com and get yours free while supplies last. Ronald Reagan cut taxes, cut government spending, and gave us peace through strength. Now you can celebrate this great president with a limited-run half-ounce silver coin from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. They're a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner, number one-rated gold IRA company with over 5,000 five-star reviews. Go to HannityGold.com today and get your hands on a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. That's HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. and they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean. That's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create three new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
With everything going on in the world today, the war, the inflation, the geopolitical tensions, $33 trillion in national debt, it's no wonder people are looking to diversify their savings with gold and silver. But who does Sean Hannity choose for his gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with over 5,000 five-star reviews, and they've helped thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver for Sean Hannity listeners. But it's first come, first served, and only while supplies last. So don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. So don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create three new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
Sean Hannity is on right now.
All right, 25 now until the top of the hour. Toll free, it's 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Remember when Joe Biden actually made this dumb statement that China is not a threat? Listen.
China is going to eat our lunch? Come on, man.
Come on,
they can't even figure out how to deal with the fact that they have this great division between the China Sea and the mountains in the east. I mean, in the west. They can't figure out how they're going to deal with the corruption that exists within the system. I mean, they're not bad folks, but guess what? They're not competition for us.
No, they've only been building up their military at a massive rate while we, of course, let them. The level of intellectual property theft and unfair trade practices has been well chronicled on this program, but Joe Biden is absolutely clueless, clearly, about China. Their stated desire for reunification of Taiwan, meaning taking over Taiwan, that those geopolitical ambitions are very clear, threatening the U.S., telling us we need to unilaterally disarm our nuclear weapons, telling us we can't send a Speaker of the House over to Taiwan. Our ally is beyond obnoxious also, and Joe seems to be willing to take it. But, you know, like a typical liberal, he's just out of touch. One of the things that I believe will come out of the Hunter Biden laptop, the Joe Biden, the president investigation, as James Comer says, is we're going to see a series of financial transactions that will raise a lot of questions that the Bidens at some point are going to have to answer. The issue of influence peddling is now going to be front and center with the new colleague of mine, former colleague now, who worked at the Fox News Channel. His news background and his track record is impeccable. He's lived and worked in New York and Moscow, Paris, Warsaw, Mexico, Costa Rica, Rome, and all these other places. And he's a phenomenal writer. And he wrote a book. It's called The World We Wish. And by the way, it'll take you on a real bumpy ride as true. I mean, how do you not know that China is our number one geopolitical threat in this time in history is beyond me.
The Chinese like to say, if you always look to the west, you will never see the sun rise.
That's a good saying. What do you make, first of all, of the recent uprisings because of COVID lockdowns, shutdowns, and draconian measures that they've put in place?
Well, I think Xi Jinping, who's the ultimate leader of China, misstepped. I think he forgot how angry people get when they are barred into their own apartments, when they have wooden slats nailed over their doors are living, and 10 people died in an apartment from a fire because nobody could get to them and nobody wanted to get to them. And that's what started the protests. And they lasted for more than a month. I think they're simmering down now because the government is giving signals that, okay, we're going to, we made a mistake. We're going to let you out and you can go shopping and you can do whatever you need to do, but then get back to your apartments before it's dark.
Joe Biden, as to my knowledge, has never spoken out about the persecution and the treatment of the Uyghur minorities. Why do you think that is?
Well, because it's the wrong minority for him. I mean, it's not politically useful for him. He can't do anything about it. And probably he doesn't really care that much about it because he's more interested in making sure that the import of Chinese crap that they sell us goes unhindered and that he and his son can continue doing deals with China that, let's call them, unforgivable.
What if a Republican was doing the type of deals that I just described? What do you think the media reaction would be?
Completely different treatment. The mainstream media has now wed itself. I would use a more earthy term, but I'll just use wed itself to the Democratic Party. And they take their talking points from them, and they do what they're told. And, you know, when the Chinese virus first started in 2020, that's what it was. It was the Chinese virus. It was the Wuhan flu. Oh, no. The CDC told us, you can't say that. That's racist. You'll upset China. We don't want you to do that. And so everybody fell into line. It's just the way the mainstream media acts.
Well, the CDC and the WHO, which basically became the propaganda arm for the communist Chinese at the time. I want you to bring us inside this whole issue with the Bidens and China, because the amount of money we're talking about is massive. Now, we learned at one point that Libya had a dossier all about Hunter Biden, and they knew everything about him, everything from his drug use, everything to him being around hookers. You know, so the FBI has this Hunter Biden laptop. They've had it since December of 2019. Not only did they Did they not verify it, or at least not that we know of verified it? They did nothing with it. There's plenty of evidence of crimes in there. But more importantly, this issue of Joe Biden lying to the American people. Joe Biden said repeatedly that not one time did he ever talk to Hunter Biden about his foreign business dealings or any other family member about their foreign business dealings. And in the meantime, photograph after photograph after photograph has now appeared that shows Hunter Biden and a foreign business associate. I think it doesn't take a brain surgeon to recognize why Joe Biden stepped in and leveraged $1 billion to get a Ukrainian prosecutor fired who was investigating his son, who admitted on Good Morning America he was being paid millions with zero experience in energy, oil, or Ukraine. So my question is, is it possible that we have a president of the United States that is compromised with some of the most hostile regimes on the face of this earth?
It's entirely possible, Sean. And we see the evidence mounting every single day. I mean, my goodness, even Twitter has fired somebody that they thought was impeding serious investigations into this stuff. And Joe Biden can say whatever he wants. Now, let's think about this. Here's a family getting together for dinner, and Hunter has just become a multimillionaire, but he doesn't mention it to his dad, and his dad doesn't say, hey, son, how are things going? I mean, that sounds like my family, doesn't it, to you? It's going on behind their backs in the White House.
Well, now it's actually taken on a whole new life of its own, because we had the FBI literally running interference and talking to all these big tech companies, warning them that there's probably going to be a story about Hunter, but it's likely hacked material, and it's not something in light of what we know about the Russia hoax.
Well, I think the FBI has taken a severe pounding of its image, and rightly so. In terms of the media, you know, remember when the mainstream media used to have courage? Remember when the mainstream media used to not care who was upset with it as long as they got to the truth and exposed it? These visits from the FBI, I mean, they might as well just be called shakedowns. And unfortunately, so many of our colleagues in the mainstream media have bowed their head and said, okay, whatever you say, sir, we wouldn't want to do anything that's going to upset Joe Biden.
So you write this world, the world we wish, and it takes people on a journey where they're going to learn a lot about the realities of the Chinese communist system. What do you think most Americans don't know about China and life in China?
And we complain about one party or the other in this country. There's only one party in China, and there's only one center of control, and it's the Communist Party. The Communist Party has now reached the stage where they can provide social credit scores for every one of their 1.6 billion citizens. Now, how do they do this? They monitor everything they say at work. They monitor every social media post that they might put out. Now, with the CCTV cameras on every corner of every city, they can monitor the eye movements of Chinese as they cross the street. They can, because everybody has an electric a watch now that's powered by AI, by artificial intelligence, they can tell if your heartbeat has gone up when you're walking, and if so, does that mean that you're thinking impure thoughts about the Communist Party? These are the levels to which the Communist Party of China has gone to control its population. And I'll tell you, Sean, their next goal is to do it to everybody in the world.
And do you think this, they could be successful at this?
Well, China is so far ahead of us in artificial intelligence application and control and innovation that I really worry whether the United States or any other Western country can ever catch up to them. They use artificial intelligence, and you know, it's a term that a lot of people don't quite understand, and so they ignore it. Artificial intelligence is the new way of getting information. And China is so far ahead of it. Part of the story of in my book, The World We Wish, is that China is now trying to take control of the metaverse. You know, that's where you put a headset on and you look like a platypus and you try to, you know, shoot a dragon with a lightsaber. Well, China is going to try to control every possible scenario that users will find when they go into the metaverse.
All right, quick break. We'll come back more with John Moody, his new book, The World.
Are you ready to get out of the media spin room? Well, you've come to the right place. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, more with John Moody, who's taking us inside the ever-secretive country of China. The World We Wish is his new book. It's on Amazon.com, Hannity.com, bookstores everywhere. So Joe Biden made a comment that a rising China is a good thing for America and the world. What you're describing is a 1984 scenario that in real life where people in, on every level of their lives are being controlled by the government. Does the average Chinese citizen, you know, fear the recriminations that may result as if they do one little thing wrong that is deemed against the party?
Yes, absolutely they do. And when you say the ordinary Chinese citizen, that's exactly who the party is targeting now. They've got all the party officials in line. And if they don't have them in line, they suddenly disappear. But now it's just regular people doing a factory job, doing housekeeping, doing whatever they want to do, doing real estate. Hey, how's the real estate business going? And the party controls every aspect of their lives and of their working day and of their entertaining evening. It's that huge. You mentioned 1984, and with all due respect to George Orwell, he could never have imagined what's going on in China now.
I mean, that's the thing. Let's play Joe Biden, what I just mentioned he said.
There was a debate here in the United States, and quite frankly, throughout most of the West, is whether a rising China was in the interest of the United States and the wider world. As a young member of the Foreign Relations Committee, I wrote and I said, and I believe then what I believe now, that a rising China is a positive development, not only for China, but for America and the world writ large.
I think his naivete is beyond anything I would ever expect from any American president, especially when you describe their mastering artificial intelligence and literally see the world as their oyster and their desire to conquer it. Do you believe that they will achieve that, or at some point will the Chinese people rise up? I often make the statement, John, that you can't win a revolution with a slingshot, and that's pretty much all the people of China will have working for them against a brutal regime that has no problem killing them.
Well, first of all, Sean, Joe Biden was a naive congressman. He was a naive senator and vice president, and he's now showing extreme naivete as president of the United States. It's shocking, and it's appalling. In terms of what the Chinese will do, they want to control everyone. They're willing to do whatever it takes. Xi Jinping has said as much. China, remember, has not just a five-year plan. China has 50-year plans. And Xi Jinping, the ultimate leader of China, has said very, very clearly, we will reunite Taiwan with the mainland by then, and we will have Chinese colonies on the moon in 50 years. Now, he's looked pretty bad in terms of this zero COVID policy that he's tried to impose on people, but he's now gotten them to calm down a little bit, and he will just continue on with his way until things go exactly as he wishes them to, whether or not the people of China care.
Well, if you want to learn more about the inner workings of a country many Americans seem to know little about, you're going to love this book. It's called The World We Wish, John Moody. We'll put it on Hannity.com. It's on Amazon.com and in bookstores everywhere. John, always great to talk to you. Good to catch up, and we appreciate you coming on.
John, God bless. Keep up the good work.
800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program. Twitter did confirm 5.4 million user accounts were exposed in a software vulnerability. That means personal information, emails, phone numbers. This is from a December of 2021, a data breach that recently now has been published on a hacker forum, free for the taking. Now, if exploited, that means that information can be used by cyber criminals to attempt phishing attacks, etc., and that can lead to identity theft. Look, your personal information gets exposed so often, and all of us are putting it on the internet every single day. LifeLock.com by Norton sees all the threats we miss on our own. And if, in fact, any of your information is compromised, you will get an alert. If your identity is stolen, you will get a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist to fix it for you. Anyway, it's a low annual rate. You'll save an additional 25% off your first year when you go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use the promo code Hannity. 1-800-LIFELOCK, LifeLock.com, promo code Hannity, 25% off to protect your name and reputation and your finances and your credit score.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create three new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have been committed to improving the lives of Americans' vets, first responders, and their families. Now, for over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Now, Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children. They build specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured vets and is working to eradicate veteran homelessness. Now, Dave Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. Now, he has never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting our vets, first responders, and their families, and there are so many of them that need our help. Please join the foundation on their mission to do good and never forget. Just commit $11 a month. You can do it by going to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.